Hello, this is Nissapod, and it is Monday, the 2nd of June 2014. And I'm just going to do a quick book review of a book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying by Marie Kondo, which is the latest in a long line of many books I've read about decluttering, partly because I am in the thick of a major decluttering exercise, having moved to a smaller house with less storage space. And I'm going through absolutely every single thing, not leaving a single stone unturned. Very proud that we have taken great sack loads of clothes to charity shop and also some stuff to the tip. So yeah, making good progress, and I think this book has really helped actually. It is quite refreshing to read a book by a Japanese woman rather than an American, and she doesn't sort of give you loads of formulas and have you used it in a year, blah de blah. What she says is just handle every single item and think, does this item give me joy or not? And I think that that's just such a simple idea. You know, you can sort of come up with all sorts of rational reasons for keeping something, but if actually your heart sinks when you look at it and when you hold it, then that's a pretty good reason for getting rid of it and not keeping it. And I've managed to find this approach very, very, very helpful. The other thing that I found helpful is the idea that sometimes something has served its purpose and it may have brought you joy once, but it doesn't anymore. And you sort of thank the item for whatever purpose it served when you first got it, which may just have been as brief as making you feel uplifted when you first bought it, or you know, or it may even have been something that helped you to decide that that wasn't the right garment for you, it didn't actually suit you, and maybe it was a mistake to buy it, but it helped you to realize that that wasn't really your style. And that's quite nice as well, that you sort of thank your items as you part with them. You think, yeah, okay, this has served its purpose, I don't need to keep it anymore. Same if somebody's given you a gift and you haven't used it, then you can still be grateful for the fact that person has given you a gift, and for the love that gift was given with, but you don't have to keep it in order to be grateful for having been given it. So that's quite a useful idea, I found. So we're making really, really good progress, I think. Although occasionally I've been in a shop and I've thought, hey, this item will bring me joy, and it's actually encouraged me to buy something that I might not have otherwise bought. But that's a tiny fraction of additional items coming into the house in comparison with the number of items going out at the moment. So I think on balance, I've found it a very, very helpful book. So that's all for me for now. Bye.